It's quite a beautiful story, dear. I suppose it's time you knew.
All those who possess it come to a sudden and violent death.
Thanks to recent breakthroughs in technology.
Brought to you by
Satire.
The dirtiest, foulest creature on my planet.
Who we'll listen to now.
Our show is packed with new developments and new accomplishments.
Packed faster, packed fresher.
You can smell the freshness coming from
Lisa's ass.
Personally, I'd rather skip the whole thing.
You can get pretty much the same kick and better recognition
building a fragile, poorly constructed twig nest, which is flat and weak.
Reportedly an angel dust user went berserk.
We need your help.
We all need clothing.
We need to use a deodorant.
Oh, me need something to eat.
Something soft to put in his mouth.
How about a cat?
Time for cat massage.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Every bit of his finger licking good.
You have learned my first lesson.
Billy's learning to use plenty of soap and water when he washes.
Spunk and spirit, Bill said, gulping down an exhilarating drink of Buffalo Gull and water.
Now that you're ready for your second lesson, let us
smash the meatloaf all over the walls.
Oh, geez, that's a great idea.
It was left very messy.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
But Don also thinks of other things.
What is he thinking about?
A gruesome display of monstrously inhuman, degenerate behavior.
And he didn't know what he was talking about either.
And he is the one who shall be punished.
What do you think?
I think the punishment should fit the crime.
Let us punish the guilty with a whip, a chair, and a pistol.
I'm Donald Trump.
Think of the fun you'll have.
For heaven's sake, don't just sit there thinking.
Behave like miniature X-ray machines.
No, I gotta take a squirt.
This is disgusting.
Everyone dreads, or is embarrassed by, or tries to avoid completely.
The fun's going to be to
whack! A smack on his back sent him flying into the coach and knocked down flat. Sorry about that set of voice, but ladies first, you know.
This guy is so whacked.
He-Man has more power than Jesus.
This is true.
The disciples did not understand his great power.
But as we've talked about He-Man, he becomes transformed.
He was transformed into this.
The wedge of Swiss cheese.
Now, from He-Man, we need to take a look at
Michael Jackson.
This ugly-looking skeletal creature.
View and photograph my body, including my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they want.
And examining body parts, including his genitals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we'd be a lot better if we're bigger.
These are too small to hurt you.
He likes it! Hey, Mikey!
Mostly little boys follow, I take it?
Right.
So little boys are really being programmed too evil.
Well, I certainly hope so.
And what kind of a kid would a man like that look for?
Mr. Goodfellow said,
Skeletor, the master of the universe.
He's a fucking asshole.
He isn't one of Andy's regular friends.
One of their best friends was Jesus.
Carrying out the tin cans on Mondays.
Driving nails through their nostrils.
He may have to work hard, but he's determined to do it. Part of it is hard work, and part of it is good fun.
Sometimes the trick fails.
Say you break a leg.
But Frank does his best.
He'll stick to it and do a good job.
Inflicting torture on
hundreds of thousands of people.
And his pal.
Johnny Mathis.
Lisa Gibbons asked us to come down, be on the show. And it's kind of cool because there's a lot of old ladies in the audience. And afterwards, you know, I was licking one in the pussy. And
she rocks him to sleep with her trunk.
Well, suppose we go see the old elephant now, shall we?
Oh, no, sir, I do not think that is a good idea.
You should hear me play the musical horn.
There were no keyboard performances, just the occasional, but
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah.
Speaking of asses, I wanted to show you two real nice asses.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
That's sexy.
I love that.
That is so sexy.
Let me get another can.
I mean, he's got breadcrumbing up here, but it's functioning as a. That's not what that is. I mean, this is just amateur hour.
I like it better when they're amateurs, but that's a whole other story.
My story is about fabrics and folks like you.
It's about the size of women's butts.
Golly, you should have seen the bride.
She gave me
some strawberry life insurance on a stick.
You need some insurance, you motherfucker, to let me beat the piss out of you.
Who'd you have who could possibly beat me?
Johnny Mathis.
He has all the curves in the family.
We regard them with a sense of wonder and perhaps some misgivings.
And you and those around you are a great deal happier and healthier.
Well, kids, I'll be seeing you.